For WKMS News, I'm Matt Mark Graff. 9 Democratic members of the Kentucky House of Representatives have announced they won't seek re-election to the Republican-dominated chamber this November. Some of the lawmakers are pursuing local elected offices, while others are just retiring. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says it raises questions about Democrats' strength in the state.
Former House Speaker Jody Richards, a Democratic representative from Bowling Green, announced Monday he wouldn't seek re-election after 43 years in office.
It's just, I know when it's time to go. This is 43 years for me. I never intended to stay that long, but I was in leadership most of that time, and I enjoyed it and kept running.
Richards holds the state record for longest-serving House Speaker. He held that position from 1995 until 2009. Departing Democrats who are running for local offices include Representatives Will Corsi of Simsonia, who's running for Marshall County Judge Executive, James Kay of Versailles, who's running for Woodford County Judge Executive, and Gerald Watkins of Paducah, who's running for Paducah City Commission. Democrats maintain that the exodus is not due to the frustration over being the minority party in a state that has both a Republican legislature and governor for the first time in history. But
it's not much fun being in the minority.
That's Al Cross, director of the University of Kentucky's Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues. After the GOP-dominated elections in 2016, the party took control of the chamber for the first time in nearly a century. Now Democrats have just 36 of the 100 seats in the House.
There's been a great sea change in Kentucky politics. A lot of Democratic officials are going to be passing from the scene because they're not in the majority anymore.
House Democrats have lately been relegated to the back bench. Republicans started last year's legislative session by passing a flurry of bottled-up conservative priorities, like right-to-work legislation, repealing the prevailing wage, and a handful of anti-abortion measures. Democrats have had little impact on the discussion beyond voicing opposition. Kentucky Democratic Party spokesman Brad Bowman says he's confident the party will field candidates that'll win seats again because of recent Republican scandals.
People are saying that for the first time, Republican majority rule means 5 representatives that are in the middle of sex scandals. There is a lot of chaos going on right now, and we plan to capitalize on every single bit of it. And some of that will also be with new faces.
But it could be an uphill battle in some of the districts with open seats, especially in areas in western and eastern Kentucky that have trended Republican in recent years. Representative Will Corsi's home of Marshall County voted widely in favor of Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election, as did Warren County, where Representative Jody Richards hails from. Al Cross says local Democrats could lose their edge without incumbents running.
The advantage of incumbency is the key in House races because, it's possible after a few years of incumbency to be a very familiar figure in your district and very hard to unseat.
Louisville Democratic Representative Jim Wayne says it's unfair to say the departures were the result of Democrats' minority status.
I think there are a variety of individual reasons, and I don't think it's fair to generalize and say that the Democrats are in a minority and therefore it's not fun and we're going to go home. I think that's a generalization that's not fair.
Some Democrats ousted during the 2016 elections have launched campaigns to retake their old seats, including former Representatives Linda Belcher of Shepherdsville, Brent Yontz of Greenville, Jim Glenn of Owensboro, and Cluster Howard of Jackson. Former Speaker Richards says he thinks Democrats will regain control of the chamber someday.
I think all of this is cyclical. The Republicans will have it for a while, and the Democrats may have it for a while. I think it's all cyclical.
Would-be candidates have until January 30th to file paperwork to run as a Republican or Democrat in primary elections this spring. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.